free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look, of course, at the Bob Alinsky interview that Tucker Carlson had. An amazing interview, but even more amazing are the crickets from mainstream media. Completely ignored. I think the most interesting silence that screams very, very loudly is coming from the Drudge Report. Nothing at all. Not a single thing on the Drudge Report about Bob Alinsky. How about that? I guess the liberals are still worried about how they're going to spend this thing. Well, they just ignore it. That's the way they do it. Or they use ad hominem attacks. So they just say, yeah, Fox News, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. The Russians did it. Well, no, the Russians aren't involved in this one. This is the Chinese. We're going to have to come up with some new bad guys here. But I think it's amazing, the total silence on this. I think it's maybe showing an even bigger scandal, and that is the corruption of the mainstream media. You know, when I tweeted out this morning this picture of a Joe Biden campaign rally, had maybe about two or three dozen people there in circles, you know, spaced out on a mountaintop. And I said, you know, when you look at what the mainstream media is telling us, you look at what Drudge Report is saying, oh yeah, every poll, Trump is losing everywhere, everywhere. There's absolutely no chance. Well, that may be true, because the same people who are putting up the polls are going to be telling you and interpreting all of the information for you after the vote. Remember, I think it was Stalin who said, it doesn't, you know, who votes doesn't count. As who counts the votes. And that certainly is going to be the case now. But quite frankly, if President Trump loses, it is because of lockdown. He allowed this lockdown to reorganize the election. He allowed the lockdown to shut down his rallies, shut down the economy, even more importantly, to shut down our liberties. He's stood aside while all this is happening. And today I've got some amazing clips of Fauci I'm going to begin the show with. Fauci did a Zoom conference call in Australia, and he is lifting up Melbourne, Australia, the very epicenter of the dystopian satire novel that we're now living through. And they brag about how they have conquered this, you know, because now they're coming out of their winter, going into their summer. We're coming into our dark winter. Let me tell you something. I'm absolutely convinced that that was a reference by Biden to that event. That was a big event in 2001. Very well known. I mean, look it up on Wikipedia if you wish. Maybe they'll change it now that I'm talking about it on Wikipedia. Maybe they'll just purge it. I don't know. But you can look it up on Wikipedia, and he would know all about that. They made it into a big deal, especially with the anthrax attack that happened a week after 9/11. They use that as the basis to roll out the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, which is what they're using right now to roll out this dystopian novel. And when you hear Joe Biden talk about, well, I'm running against George and George this and George that and these other things that he is focused, folks, just like somebody who is in the grips of senility. He is focused on what happened 10, 20, 30 years ago or when he was a child. And he immediately couches everything in terms of those events. That's why he was talking about Dark Winter. And what that involves when he talks about the total over-the-top draconian lockdown in Australia, we'll see that when we come back.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, October 28th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 226. 226 days of America locked down. America held hostage. And even our video is locked down. And other than putting the mask over our eyes, over our mouths, gagging us, do not see this. Do not say anything. Do not listen to anything. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. We will keep you safe. Safe and locked down. You have nothing to fear but the virus. Don't fear the government. The government's going to keep you safe. The government's going to watch everything that you do. You're all seeing, all powerful, all knowing nanny. And today we have a couple of interesting clips from events. We had Fauci talking to some doctors in Melbourne, Australia, the epicenter of the tyranny there. The worst that we've seen so far. But let me tell you something. The people in Australia are amateurs. We've been training for this stuff for decades here in the U.S. We've completely militarized the police. We're going to militarize our vaccine delivery. We've even got governors calling out the National Guard to protect the vaccine depots from these anti-vaxxers. You know, I imagine what are they going to do? They're going to send them an anthrax letter, something like that. And this whole thing has been one false flag after the other. Unbelievable. But yeah, you better believe that the military is involved in this. This is the militarization of vaccination. This is the militarization of Gates' agenda. Identification, tracking, and control. This is the militarization of the World Economic Forum, Davos, and how they want to destroy freedom, which they identify as capitalism. Capitalism sounds so elitist, doesn't it? Except you ain't seen nothing yet. If you want to talk about elitism, you take a look at what the technocracy has in store for you. Oh, that's real elitism. And what we have right now isn't real market capitalism. Milton Friedman would be disappointed. Because he was disappointed with what he saw back in his day, 40 years ago. But what we have today is crony capitalism. And the best example of this are the Bidens. We're going to talk about that, even though the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. They've jumped through every hoop to either not talk about it, not talk about the facts, use ad hominem attacks to attack people, or just completely ignore it, like Matt Drudge does. I mean, this is a pretty big story. You had record viewership on Tucker Carlson last night. Didn't happen. Didn't even happen. We're not even going to debunk this, and they don't. If they talk about it at all, what they do is they throw out a bunch of ad hominem insults to people. Look, we've had convictions of the people involved in this already. In money laundering, in terms of the espionage that's been involved in this, there's foreign intelligence surveillance search warrants against these people that are involved with the Bidens. And this guy who was a partner, Bob Alinsky, talked about that. So we're going to talk about that, unlike the Drudge Report, unlike CNN and these other people. But let's take a look first at what is coming for us, what we're in right now and what is coming for us. So we had Fauci go down to do a Zoom. He didn't go down. It's not safe to travel. He could get a private plane. He doesn't have any problem with that. But he talks about a meeting that he was just in at the White House as part of this. But the two of them are going back and forth, this group of two different parties, I should say. There's a lot of different people that are at the event, the Zoom event in Melbourne, Australia, where they have rolled out the most draconian tactics that we've seen in the West so far. But that's coming. You know, when we look at what is coming and we look at Biden's dark winter plan, or the case-demic, as it's called by PJ Media, I think it's a great, great name for it. You know, it's not a pandemic. It's not even epidemic. I mean, it certainly isn't pan. It isn't affecting everybody in the world. When you look at third world countries, it basically isn't here. I don't know why. Why is that? This is focusing primarily on the Western democracies and primarily on the Five Eyes countries, the five English-speaking countries, U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Why? Because those have to be taken down and controlled. Western Europe, and the Five Eyes, but especially the Five Eyes. And I'm telling you again that what's behind all of this is the military-industrial complex, the surveillance police state complex. They're using this to instill the next step towards their control grid and to do the Great Reset. That's all what this is about. But as they talk about the case-demic, they said, well, you know, look at this. We understand that the sample is amplified and so forth. All the same things I've been telling you. Same things even the New York Times said. August 29th. We've got a 90% false positive rate on this. 93% on the Abbott Labs test that the White House has just sent 150 million of these out. So, I mean, it's not just me talking. You want to believe the New York Times? Believe the New York Times, right? They're not conspiracy theorists, are they? Well, actually, yeah, they are. anybody that does an investigation, anybody that questions anything, you technically are a conspiracy theorist. Now, that is the, when somebody does an investigation, they say, well, you know, what if these people are working together to commit a criminal act? Yeah, it is a vast conspiracy. Nevertheless, when we look at this, they talk about what are the two options that we have with Biden? Well, option number one is the fake rescue. Option number two is dark winter. Now, with option number one, the fake rescue, as they point out, you know, have these garbage statistics that have lied us into this situation. You know, we got the 90% to false positives and so forth. We talk about 1.2 million COVID deaths and so forth. I mean, is that even something that is unusual? That's a big number, isn't it? Oh, well, gee, I guess I just have to shut up, because if I say anything to question the government's tactics on this, then I'm killing people. Look, I can question somebody. I can question the approach to a cancer treatment, and I'm not killing people, right? Can we have that kind of discussion anymore? No, you can't do that. If you question the conventional wisdom on anything, any kind of disease now, oh, you're killing people. Just like if you questioned their narrative on climate change and global warming, you were killing people. I mean, just ask Greta. Ask AOC. Occasional Cortex. They don't, everything is a matter of life and death for these people. And they are going to work to kill everything that you have. Your life, your liberty, your property as well. But the first approach might be that maybe what they'll do is they'll do the fake rescue. And he'll put out some things, as they point out in PJ. Maybe he'll do the plexiglass barriers in restaurants, all this kind of stuff. So we'll have a, you know, buy stock, plastic. Remember The Graduate? Okay. The future is plastic. Plastic and cloth masks, okay? And we'll do all of that. Have mask mandates from the federal government, plexiglass everywhere. We'll do that for a little while, and then they will come out, and they'll magically discover that it's all gone away. Look at that. It worked. I don't think that's the case. I know that's not the case, because that isn't going to get them to where they want to go. Unless they want to do that, just ease up and then come back. I think if that was going to be their approach, they can impose us on us continually. They've established the fact that health bureaucrats can rule us by fiat now. And so they could always let us go and then bring it back on again. I think it'll be option two, though. A dark winter. I think that's one of the reasons why he was talking about that. And again, I don't think that was just a reference. I think that was a Freudian slip, like the George thing. That's where his head is. His head is 20 years ago. And it was a big deal 20 years ago. So you'll see the statistics used to raise the cases and so forth. And you'll get the full lockdown. You know, we've had, and this is why I think the dark winter is coming, that version of it. Because you just had Time Magazine now embrace the Great Reset. That's the cover of Time Magazine right now. The Great Reset, their October cover. They love this. They're bragging about it. That's exactly where they want to take us. And they're ready to do it right now. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the Third World, and then enslave the First World. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and band.video and watch our live election coverage.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
played it several times. It actually, one of my favorite films, Brazil by Terry Gilliam. First time I saw it, it was such an over-the-top satire. But now it's become a pretty mild version of reality. You know, we had the same thing, really, with The Prisoner, another one that was always something that I find it interesting in the same way people will find horror films interesting. I don't like horror films. They're just too violent, too gruesome. But when I look at the reality of the surveillance state, the police state, I remember in the 1960s, in the follow-up to, it was originally Danger Man in the UK. It became Secret Agent Man. And then in the follow-up to that, Patrick McGugan did his own number six as the prisoner, right? A guy who resigns from the intelligence agency after having done a Secret Agent Man for a while. He was somebody that they actually offered the position of James Bond to, but as a religious Christian, he declined. He didn't want to be involved in what he considered then to be very risque sex scenes. And so he produced this series, The Prisoner, and as he's resigning, he is abducted and taken to an island, and everything there is done for him. It's just such a pleasant area. You know, everything that you want except freedom. And you're constantly surveilled. Everywhere you go, there are eyes watching you. Kind of a cartoon version of today, but today, you know, you've got the cameras everywhere. Nobody notices them. And you can't escape. And when he first gets there and wakes up, this guy's talking to him, says, "Who are you?" And the guy says, "I'm number two." And he says, "Who's number one?" "You are number six." They don't answer his question. "You're number six." he says, "I'm not a number. I'm a free man." And then you hear the voice laughing. This is where this is headed. Surveillance, numbering, identification, tracking. Oh, don't worry. What do you want? Anything you want. Just no information about what's going on and no freedom. And then that brings us to Brazil. Terry Gilliam's Brazil. We now have the UK saying cops will enter homes and break up Christmas family gatherings if they break the lockdown rules. Let me show you that clip again. It was Christmas time when they came to the guy that it was Buttle or Tuttle. We don't know. We've got the wrong name, but let's go pick him up. And here we are. Let's join the family at Christmas time. This is Christmas 2020, shown in 1984. Go ahead, run it.
"Thank you, David. And a very Merry Christmas to you all."
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he became a second father. He became as good a friend in the good old world.
"Father, Christmas can't come if we haven't got a chimney."
"You'll see."
Oh. Here we are. Police station. And, of course, you find out it's the wrong guy. This is before we had thousands of SWAT team no-knock raids here in the United States all the time. We've been training for this for a long time. And now they're ready to roll it out. And in the UK, cops will enter homes and break up Christmas family gatherings if they break the lockdown rules. Well, again, if there's a flagrant breaking of the rules, it's not the police's job to stop people who are enjoying their Christmases. But, you know, if you're breaking the rules, that's poor sportsmanship. And they'll come in and be very polite about this. "You know, here's your document. I'm going to read this to you here.
4384776, but Mr. Buttle, Archibald, residing at 412 North Tower, Shangri-La Tower, has been..."
They've got the hood over his head. You know, for your safety. It's COVID time, right?
"To certain financial obligations as specified in council order."
I mean, don't you think that if it's COVID, these jackbooted thugs will put a hood over your head? You know, to protect themselves and everybody, right? And then he gives her the receipt to sign. She's totally traumatized. "This is your receipt for my receipt. Thank you very much. All right, let's go ahead and kill that. The community's preparing to celebrate Hanukkah. I've also been warned Oh, yeah, this isn't going to be just the Christians. We're coming after everybody, right? He told the paper, this spokesperson for the Bojo administration, told the paper he fears COVID rules could lead to violence. Yes, there might be some poor sportsmanship about this. You know, we've told you. The reason I think of this, it's the rule of six. That's what they put in there, the rule of six. I mean, are they deliberately doing this? Are they deliberately going back to the prisoner? I mean, what's the magic number about six, right? I mean, it could have been seven. Could have been five. Could have been 10. No. This is the rule of six. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist, but looks like there's a little bit of cynical messaging behind that because the people in the UK know very well about the prisoner series. You are the prisoner. It's the rule of six. He says he's afraid it might push people over the edge. We're getting very near the stage where you could see a considerable explosion of frustration and energy. Yeah, that's right. You just keep pushing us and you'll find out. Let's go to Anthony Fauci. And he's doing a Zoom conference. He Zoomed all the way down to Australia and was just so happy with what they'd been able to accomplish down there. And they're patting themselves on the back, talking to him and saying, you know, can you do what we've done? I mean, you get this problem of individual liberty and this whole nonsense idea that, you know, we worship the individual in America. You've got a bigger problem than we do here in Australia. Well, no, we've been working on that for a while. Let's play some of video clip number one.
But let me start with the concept of normal that everyone is wondering about. What do you think the new normal will look like? What will it look like next year? What might it look like 3 years from now?
No, I think you said it correctly, that it's going to be some time till we get back to what we considered normal before December 2019. And I think that will not happen abruptly. It will happen gradually, probably very much stimulated by what I hope will be the successful implementation of a COVID-19 vaccine campaign globally. Because if you vaccinate in one country and the rest of the world continues to have a pandemic outbreak, inevitably all countries will again be involved. I would imagine, at least in the United States, the way things are looking, that if we get a vaccination campaign and by the second or third quarter of 2021, we have vaccinated a substantial proportion of the people, I think it will be easily by the end of 2021 and perhaps even into the next year before we start having some semblances of normality. And it really depends on what you mean by normal. I mean, if normal means you can get people in the theater without worrying
we'll talk about what he means by normal. I just showed you what their new normal looks like. Police breaking into your home because you violated the rule of six. Yeah, prisoner. And, you know, this is going to be worldwide, and it might be into 2022. Certainly not before the summer. And we get a lot of people vaccinated. We'll be right back.
I want this to sink in, and I want it to sink in real good. And to everybody listening, including my own brain, this lockdown is incredibly sinister and has already starved over 2 million people to death. It is designed to incrementally be slowly tightened down around our necks. They are never going to release it. That's why Trump coming out and saying we cannot, quote, beat the virus by staying locked up. We have to get herd immunity. It's not as deadly as they said. It's so important because this is a UN, Bill Gates, globalist deployed corporate takeover where their businesses are all essential, but our businesses aren't. This is destroying the world economy by design. This is economic warfare. This is war crime. And now they're coming with the attempted forced inoculations that Gates is pushing. Well, you know what that is. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and so much more. Please spread the words. Please tell folks about Band.video and the facts that are posted there.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps that track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover. And it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no. Already Fauci and the WHO and the communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now. CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated. But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem, and so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers and outgoing with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, I want you to hear some more about what Fauci says about the future. Because, as I said, you know, we got a couple of scenarios. A lot of people are thinking, well, you know, if President Trump wins, he's immediately going to stop this toxic DNA vaccine that he's been preparing by the gazillions. And we don't have to worry about that. And he promised that he's not going to mandate it. As a matter of fact, we have a debate, an interesting debate last night. I'm going to play for you as well coming up between the gubernatorial candidates in Indiana. You have a very strong Republican candidate, so strong, as a matter of fact, that the Democrats just kind of put up a paper candidate against him. And then a Libertarian who this summer, the only Libertarian that I know of that really took on this lockdown in July, Rainwater, Donald Rainwater in Indiana, was taking it on at spot on. This guy is a Ron Paul Libertarian. Constitution and everything else. He was talking about the Ninth and Tenth Amendment last night. And so I've got some clips of that debate where he takes on this Indiana Republican governor and what he wants to do with vaccines and lockdowns and what he has been doing with lockdowns already and masks. But when we look at where this is headed, folks, I think that Biden is going to go into the dark winter scenario. You just heard Fauci say, well, new normal, you know, maybe we get a lot of people vaccinated by second, maybe third quarter next year. I mean, he's talking about another year of this minimum. But then he says, it's probably the next year. And then I don't know what you mean by normal. You know, ain't going to be no normal, nothing about it. That's right, folks. You're going to take this back. They're not going to give you the power they've taken this summer. They will not give that back. You must take it back. Power or freedom is never given. It is only taken. They never give you your liberty. You're going to have to take it back. Stop thinking that there's going to be some savior elected at any level who's going to give you your freedom back. They're not going to do it. I mean, you might get it if you had somebody like Rainwater in. And, you know, quite frankly, he might come in second place. The Democrat candidate, as I said, is a paper candidate. So weak. And Rainwater's been polling. One poll, he was up at 24% in a three-way race. You know, he could easily come in second place. I don't think he's going to beat the Republican. If you're in Indiana, you got something to vote for, finally. But nevertheless, there isn't going to be any savior to save us. Not in politics. There is a savior, but not in politics. And these people are going to keep what they have stolen from us. You ever see anybody talking about all looting and all that kind of stuff that's happening now? Based on another criminal being shot by the police? You think those looters are going to bring the stuff back and say, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, I thought about this and my conscience is bothering me. Here you go. That can't happen. It's not too often that, but it never happens with the looters who are in the state houses and the White Houses. They're not going to give this back. So let's talk about where this is going. We just heard Fauci talking about the new normal. Let's pick up that tape again. Video clip number one.
It really depends on what you mean by normal. I mean, if normal means you can get people into theater without worrying about what we call congregate setting, super infections. If you can get restaurants to open at almost full capacity, if you could have sporting events to be able to be played with spectators, either in the stands or in the arena, then I think that's going to be well into 2021 and perhaps beyond. I think one of the things
Did you hear that word that he was talking about there? Congregate settings. Yeah, pause it. I don't want to miss what he has to say there, but I want to interject this. Now he's talking about, you know, restaurants and sporting events and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you, they're going to try to keep churches locked down through 2022. This is a cultural reset, folks. This is a destruction of the middle class economically. This is a destruction of our Western civilization that was based on Christianity. And so it is necessary for them to destroy the Christian churches. It's a political move for them. Political move for them to destroy the churches and to destroy families and to isolate everyone. Let's go back and pick that up. Can you roll that back just a little bit and let's pick up what he was saying. Just take it back a few seconds. Go ahead.
Then I think that's going to be well into 2021 and perhaps beyond. I think one of the things that will be clear that our sensitivity to the potential devastating effects of a pandemic will be extraordinarily heightened. And I don't think that we will have the normal way of interacting with each other, particularly in the sense of wearing masks, which I think will become very commonplace as it is in many countries in Asia,
of the country. We will have a heightened sensitivity to this stuff. And you're not going to get rid of your masks because that's a control tactic. And so this is why they're stretching this out, folks. It's why they began the mask during the summer when everything dropped. You think that these people are going to back off? You know, when they started with the new approach, oh, we got a new way to measure what we're doing here. We're not flattening the curve. We're not talking about death rates or ICUs. You know, the They didn't use the 2,500 emergency bed Army hospital in New York City, where it was the worst in America, worst in the world, as a matter of fact. But he did a great job. Cuomo did such a fantastic job there. But he did such a fantastic job that even though everybody was dying, they didn't need the Army field hospital. No usage at all. And they had no usage of the Navy ship, the hospital ship. Send us home. But then after all of that, they start with the cases, and they start with the masks, and they're going to keep the masks because that is a tool of control, a tool of division. And remember, this is the arithmetic bug, right? You got cases here. We're measuring cases here. We don't have no quantity when we do the test, but we tell you if you got it. I know it's 90% false positive, but you know, when you got this, it's the arithmetic bug. That's what they call the cooties in World War I trenches. The arithmetic bug. It adds to our troubles. It subtracts our pleasures. It divides the people from each other because we're all afraid of each other. Wear the mask. Wear the mask. Get behind the plexiglass. Get out of here, you dirty. You filthy humans, you. For years, I've watched these people with the environmental radicalists, the Gaia people. James Lovelock, when I took my kids to the UK in 2001, before this stuff happened, they were little. Took them to London Children's Museum and let them play around just to blow some things off because my wife and I were dragging them from one museum to the other, and they had a limited attention span. So they had a playground that was really nice there on the third floor. And the whole time the kids are blowing off steam and running around like the other kids, they had a TV monitor there blasting. And someday I'm going to find my tapes. I'll play them on the show for you. Playing it in a loop, this whole Gaia theory that the Earth is some kind of an evolutionary being, this sentient special thing that just happened with a tornado in a junkyard, right? And we humans are the virus. We threaten this special little thing that just happened out of a quadrillion chances of us, one in quadrillion chances, okay? But we were the virus. They've been telling everybody that for a long time. We have to reduce human population. We have to control humans. And let me tell you, you know, you're not really interested in controlling a virus, right? You're interested in eradicating a virus. And this is the way the elitists have viewed us, the Bill Gates, the Davos people. They viewed us that way for a long time. And now they want you to view each other as the filthy virus that they see you as. They're projecting that onto us. And that's why they want to keep this mask stuff and separation going for years.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
As I take this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. The whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Olbermann's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to go back and play some more of what Fauci had to say in Australia, because I want to get into the praise that he has for the dystopian authoritarian nightmare that has become Melbourne. Oh, yeah, they love that. And that's why I'm saying dark winter is coming. You heard him say we're not getting back to a new normal till late 2021, at least a year. Think about this. It was going to be 2 weeks, then it was going to, well, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, then it was going to be another 3 or 4 months, and now we're up to, some people are saying 6 months, but now Fauci and these people are saying a year. Notice how this is stretching, and it's stretching out exponentially every time they reset this. It's a longer time in the future. All right, so we're going to get back into this. Folks, you need to prepare. One of the things that you can do is to make sure that you have adequate food, water, other preparedness items. We have preparewithalex.com. Big sale, $100 off the 4-week emergency food supply at Prepare with Alex. Many other specials, $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze. And of course, we also have the InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday and October sale. We have up to 60% off. You get triple Patriot points for discounts and future purchases, and you get free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have there. They're going to support your health. You need to make sure that you are prepared for what is coming. We don't know what's going to happen in terms of shortages and the supply chain. Once they lock this down, they're doing tests everywhere. They're already rolling out 150 million test kits from Abbott Labs. They have a higher false positive rate than the PCR tests do. And they're rolling these things out from the White House, In case you think that President Trump is going to end this, if he wins, it isn't going to happen. That's not going to happen either. Otherwise, we'll talk a little bit more about Operation Warp Speed. militarization of this, where this is all headed, the CDC vaccine mandates. President Trump is doing nothing about this. And let me tell you, this guy here that you're listening to, Fauci, President Trump has let him rule the roost and lock this country down. Trump allowing Fauci and the CDC to do what they're doing, and the CDC is rolling out these guidelines I read you yesterday in California. Template. It's a template coming from the CDC demanding that all these different states report to them what their plans are to vaccinate everybody. And as part of that, if you think this isn't going to be mandatory, you're not paying attention, you better read these documents, because part of what needs to be reported to them are the identification, patient identification number, whether or not they refuse to have the vaccine, when and where they had the vaccine, so they can be reminded, of course. But they also want to know if you refused, if you refused. All of this stuff coming from these Republicans saying they're not going to mandate the vaccine, they're lying to you. They're lying to you like they've been lying to you all along. This is the greatest betrayal I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I've been following politics for a very long time, very closely. I've never seen anything like this betrayal. This is an absolute betrayal of the Constitution and the people who voted them in. And I put Trump at the top of the list, and Biden is going to be rolling out this dark winter, the dark winter. And if you want to know what this is going to be, you know, Fauci is going to be the one in charge of this, but it's going to happen under Trump as well. It's going to happen under Trump. So let's go back to this Fauci tape as he's talking about what is coming and how wonderful they did this. What a wonderful job they did in Melbourne, Australia. Go back to video clip number one.
Particularly in the sense of wearing masks, which I think will become very commonplace as it is in many countries in Asia, even outside of the context of a pandemic outbreak. Again, I think it's going to be many months.
Now, Dr. Fauci, you said something very interesting there. You said that you expect that our sensitivity to this might heighten. One could have well said, well, it might habituate. And we say, oh, well, you know, it's a virus with some mortality, but most of us are going to be all right. But you think it's going to be quite
life,
the opposite.
You die. Oh, yeah.
I do.
No, we're going to keep people
I do.
Afraid.
I mean, one of the real problems.
We're going to tell you this is novel.
The messaging
it's novel. It's news
that all of us, I'm sure you yourself, Dr. Kapoor, in Australia and in the United States, is to get people uniformly to appreciate the potential seriousness of this, because of all the viruses that I've dealt with over the decades, I have never seen a situation with such a broad range of manifestations, from 40% of the people having no symptoms to the majority of symptomatic people having mild to moderate symptoms, to 20 to 25% of people getting so severe disease that you have deaths, the likes of which in the United States, as of last night, there were 225,000 deaths, with many more expected as we go into the winter.
What an amazing liar and propagandist he is. You know, when we look at this, the whole thing, oh, we've never seen anything like this before in my life. I mean, Ebola, forget about it. That's nothing compared to this. Look, when you look at how this is being put out by propagandists, just take a look, for example, if you want Fauci, we've talked about him a lot. There's another guy that was talked about. You see this article on Zero Hedge. It's actually from the Dossier Substack. Meet Eric Feigelding. one hysterical tweet after the other. Eric Feigelding has gotten millions of clicks. He has been given legitimacy by Twitter. They credentialed him as, quote, a COVID-19 health expert and a, quote, unquote, expert on the pandemic. Nevertheless, the Association of Healthcare Journalists reported that he has precisely zero experience in infectious diseases. As a matter of fact, originally he used to tell people that he had a PhD in nutrition, not a medical doctor. But he's now removed the PhD to imply that he is a medical doctor. And like you just heard, the exaggeration of these numbers, even if the 225,000 were true, and it isn't true, we've had now essentially no flu deaths. It just disappeared. I'm telling you, as I told you from the very beginning, every year. They hype the flu. They tell doctors, don't send us you got the swab. Don't send them to us. We don't have enough tests here. We can't do it. Just if it looks like it's the flu, you call it the flu and we'll add it to our numbers and we'll tell people they got to get a flu shot. This year it's different. They want to scare you to death. They want to force you to get a flu shot and they want to force you to do a lot of other things. And so we've seen this song and dance before, but now the flu has just disappeared. This deadly thing that they hyped every year. And the number of deaths that we have are not higher than they would be for the flu. And the flu has disappeared. 98% reduction. We don't know what happened. It must be the mask. We must have stopped the flu with a mask. Unfortunately, it doesn't work for the COVID, evidently, but you still got to wear the mask, even though it doesn't work for COVID. And so as Zero Hedge article points out, if you're on social media, you follow news related to the coronavirus panic, chances are you've stumbled upon some of the panicked pandemic posts coming from a man named Eric Feigelding. And he's going to be here to shut down Christmas. Yeah. Feigelding, Mary Leon High. That's what we're going to have. They're going to shut us down. He is a longtime Democrat operative. You know, he ran for Congress in 2018, just recently, last time, unsuccessfully, in Pennsylvania. He was all about universal health care, Medicare for all, socialized medicine. That was a centerpiece of his congressional run, according to Science Magazine. He was supported by far-left Democrat mega-donor George Soros. Imagine that. And the FEC records back that up. He was funded by Soros. And so he has been telling everybody from the very beginning of this, the same type of stuff. Oh, well, this is the most virulent virus epidemic the world has ever seen. Doesn't that sound like the lie that you just heard from Fauci? Fauci knows better than this. He knows better than this. He also knows that in 2005, the NIH identified things like hydroxychloroquine as being very effective as both a preventative and as a therapeutic, but he pretends he's never heard of it. He's also been on record as saying, well, you know, hey, if somebody's dying from something that's really dangerous, of course I'd prescribe something, anything to them, like hydroxychloroquine. He knew all about that, and he knew how effective it was against coronaviruses. He also knew because he's been the point man on HIV. He's taken the lead on HIV. As a matter of fact, a lot of AIDS activists said back in the 1990s, they would tell people, when you meet Fauci, he's going to sound like he's on your side. The guy is a snake charmer. He don't believe a thing that he has to say. Well, back in 2007, they were saying, you know, this AD5 adenovirus that they're using for some of these vaccines, they said that's going to be a transmission vector for AIDS. He pretends he doesn't know anything about that. He allowed this vaccine to continue to go on, even though his own scientists understand that and are now blowing the whistle on that. The guy is a psychopath. We'll be right back.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, if you want your children to listen to you, whisper. And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect, but now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
China is open, America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from, but that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a chicken little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN communist Chinese world government power grab.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to get back into Fauci. I've got clips from the Indiana gubernatorial debate. It was so refreshing to see actual issues discussed and to see somebody taking the side of liberty and the Constitution. I've reached out to this guy, Rainwater, and said, hey, you want to come on? I mean, we've got less than a week. You want to come on, talk? I don't know if he's too busy doing the debates or not getting the messages. I don't know what the deal is, but maybe he doesn't want to come on because I've been very critical of Libertarian Party in general. But you know what? I'm not a party guy. I don't think all libertarians are bad. I don't think all Democrats or Republicans are bad. Just most of them. Most of all three of the parties, especially the ones who are partisan. But you know, most of them who are running, they're just doing it for their own benefit. They don't really care about fixing this country. They will let you die. They will work with people to kill you, as a matter of fact, as we can see from most of these politicians. So it's refreshing to see somebody who's different. He's welcome to come on. Anybody know him and want to get in touch with him, tell him I'll talk to him and give him a chance. I want to see him do well. But let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court here. You know, yesterday, Rush Limbaugh was very sick, sorry to see that, quite frankly. But he phoned it in from home to talk about the confirmation hearings on Monday night. And put out a report before that happened. I thought it was interesting what he had to say and what people are saying and their expectations about how Barrett is supposed to fix everything. One of the things that Rush said, he said, this is not the old Republicans versus Democrats, where we all have the same objective, just different philosophies on how to get there. That's a very telling quote. It has been a single party. Absolutely. You know, when you look at Mitt Romney versus Obama 2012, yeah, it was the same objective. It was Obamacare. Mitt Romney had already done it. And he had as his vice president somebody that the establishment had vetted that was going to make sure that they put it through. And Paul Ryan, as Speaker of the House, made sure it didn't get taken out after Obama put it in there. So you had two guys that were going to get this thing rammed through. Yes, Republican, Democrat, they have the same objectives. It's just how do we get there? And I want to be the one who's in power. But, you know, we're going to move this ball down. We're going to play football. You know, we've got teams who are competing against each other. And I want to be the one who wins. But, you know, we're all about promoting football. Well, they were all about promoting Obamacare in 2012. And in 1992, they were all about promoting NAFTA. It doesn't really matter. You're going to get these big agendas that the globalists have got there, regardless of where you vote, Republican or Democrat. I think we're going to get the mandatory vaccines, the tracking, the lockdown, and so forth, regardless of who wins this election as well. But he went on to say, the purpose of the Democrats, he says, is now to erase the Constitution, to start over rewriting it, and to eliminate the concept that the citizen has rights which will prevail over our government. Well, I think that's true. I think the tactic for doing that has been the Supreme Court for a long time. They laid the foundation for that back with Marbury versus Madison, but they didn't really get serious about it until they began in the mid-20th century. And then they got really serious about it with Roe v. Wade, and they've escalated it with Obamacare, with the homosexual marriage regulations and many other things that they have absolutely no authority to get involved in. Babylon Bee had I think the most accurate approach here. Republicans are excited to have a Supreme Court majority like they had when Roe v. Wade was decided. You know that, right? You know that I reported that. I said it would have, they didn't need any Democrats to pass Roe v. Wade. It was all Republican appointed judges to pass Roe v. Wade. The Democrats were redundant in that. And it's been that way ever since. And before Reagan came in And the moral majority said, we're going to use, the president's going to support a conservative Supreme Court, and we're going to get this thing overturned. Never happened. Before that, you had some people saying, you know, we need to start establishing the 10th Amendment, and we need to reestablish the authority of the states to decide these types of things. And that completely disappeared when everybody put their hopes on the presidency to get this done. And they're going to keep that in because that's an important precedent to them as Marbury versus Madison.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform, and now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos of the crack pipes and all the rest of it, it's been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was talking about how these numbers are being put out by these alarmists. Feigelding, I guess is the way he pronounced his name. One of the tweets that he put out, which he is subsequently deleted, by the way, but you put a tweet out like this, and it tends to hang around. It's a summary. This is one that he put out describing the coronavirus falsely, and then he was so embarrassed by his jumping over the top that he took it down. But he still is one of the experts about COVID-19. If I put something up about COVID-19, it gets shadow banned by Twitter. This guy who's a nutritionist, who doesn't know anything about nutrition, he's a political operative, a Soros political operative. He put this out. So in summary, and this is one of 8 tweets, the final tweet in summary. So what does this mean for the world? We are now faced with the most virulent virus epidemic the world has ever seen. The R factor of 3.8 means that it exceeds SARS' modest 0.49 viral attack rate by 7.75 times, almost 8-fold, a virus that spreads 8 times faster than SARS. How's he know that? He didn't have any facts about that. Again, this guy's not an epidemiologist. He has no experience in infectious diseases. He may not even know what the cave is, right, as far as law. And he's subsequently taken that down. And yet he's still the expert on Twitter when it comes to COVID-19. His tweets are promoted. If you criticize that, you are suppressed. That's the way it works. Now, as a nutritionist, and he's, again, removed the fact that he has a PhD. And so he is implying that he's a medical doctor. And we just had Gates yesterday railing about Dr. Scott Atlas, who is a medical doctor. The only one in the Trump White House who's telling people the truth, unfortunately. Everybody is teaming up on him. He's not getting any traction. It's not really going anywhere. But, you know, he is a medical doctor. He does have a specialty in as a radiologist as well. But he's a medical doctor. This guy's not. And so his tweets are taken down. The medical doctor's tweets are taken down. We're not allowed to have a discussion about medical issues. That should tell you everything you need to know. That and the fact that Fauci put in legal immunity for any injury or deaths caused by vaccine manufacturers as one of his first acts 35 years ago. But, you know, if this guy is a nutritionist, maybe he'd be interested in this. Every day, you know, we find out that this novel virus isn't so special and it's not so deadly. Yesterday, I reported that a study coming out of Maryland and another one, and I forget the other location where it was, a couple of different studies, they looked at people who were just taking a small amount of aspirin on a daily basis, the baby aspirin, which I think is about a quarter of a dosage of what a typical aspirin is. And if you were on baby aspirin, the people who are on baby aspirin, they noticed that their fatality rate was dropped by 47%. That's a big drop, especially considering the fact that remdesivir, promoted by as a standard of care by Fauci, that costs $3,000 for a course of treatment, doesn't have any effect. As a matter of fact, in some of the studies that we've seen, it has people die at a higher rate. The people already very sick, already in the hospital, die at a much higher rate. Well, not a much higher rate, but they die at a higher rate, according to one of the studies, than the people who did not get remdesivir. And even in Fauci's study, it showed that there was no difference. So he changed the standard of measurement from curing people to saying, well, if they got better, they got better a little bit faster. So it's the standard of care. Except that aspirin is far more effective than remdesivir, and it doesn't cost $3,000. See, that's the key. It depends on how you define efficacy. Efficacy has dollar figures in it. It's very effective for the bottom line of Gilead Pharmaceuticals. That's what we're talking about here. So we find out that people who were on baby aspirin, just a little bit of aspirin, a quarter, I believe, of what a typical aspirin pill is, had a 47% drop in death rate. They had a 43% drop in those who needed to be put on ventilators, and on and on. Now today we see that that 8 in 10 COVID-19 hospital patients are vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D deficient. At the very beginning of this, as a matter of fact, I've still got it in my folder, we had both a scientist, a doctor at the NIH, and the former head of the, let's see, it was the CDC or the FDA, both of them saying, the guy at the NIH was Dr. John C. Umha. And he wrote, as a public health specialist at the NIH, I outlined how a lack of sun-induced vitamin D in the winter and early spring leads to epidemic acute respiratory infections. Groups with low vitamin D levels, the obese, the elderly, those with dark skin, may require 5,000 IUs of vitamin D each day, and on and on. The other individual who was talking about it said, look, it's not going to cure COVID-19. However, it will boost your immune system. Remember that thing? We don't ever talk about that anymore. You don't have an immune system. You got a mask. The mask is now your immune system. So you don't need vitamin D, right? Or anything else. You don't need any nutrition. You don't need to be healthy. You don't need fresh air. You don't need sunlight. Yeah, no, you need to stay inside. So you don't get no vitamin D. Well, that's why we call it winter sun. We sell that. But look, he was saying at the time the same thing. 80% of the people that they saw who had autoimmune disease. This is what the former head of the FDA was saying. He said, we found that 80% of the people who have autoimmune disease have a vitamin D deficiency. And we found that if we give them supplementation to bring that up, that the severity of the symptoms decreases. And so now they're saying that 8 in 10 COVID-19 hospital patients have a vitamin D deficiency. So the ones who get sick enough that they have to be put in the hospital have a vitamin D deficiency. So we start to see that there's a pattern developing here. We had a doctor in Texas, an asthma specialist. He said, oh, I see that they've got a study showing that steroids seem to help. Well, you know, there's steroids in this over-the-counter asthma spray that I've got. It goes straight to the source if you inhale it. And I found it to be very effective. That's an aspirin, vitamin D. This thing is not that special. That's not that dangerous. I'll tell you what's dangerous and special and novel, and that's the approaches that these people are taking as to how they're going to change our society. Change our society. Let's go back to a little bit more of this clip where you have Fauci praising what they did in Melbourne, Australia, the most draconian lockdown that we've seen so far in the West. But we're going to see it coming up in this winter, I think, in our dark winter. Video clip number two.
Actually, it's not just so much the state individualism, it's the individualism in the US that's very different. You know, so this idea that you can't tell someone to wear a mask, you might be horrified, Tony, but we have universal mask wearing in Melbourne because you're fined $1,000 if you're outside not wearing them. If you walk on the streets of Melbourne, 99.9% of people are wearing masks. And we did it by fining people.
They're so proud.
That, I gather, would be very difficult in the US.
You should be ashamed of this.
Could you bring that in?
This is what these safety Nazis are going to do.
I really wish that we could transplant that kind of mentality here.
Yeah.
Because masks in the United States had almost
that's what Fauci wants right there. See that?
Mm. I know that was carried in the news.
Brutalizing women, pregnant women.
Very, very difficult. In fact, people were ridiculed for wearing masks. It depended upon what side of a particular political spectrum you were at, which is
oh yeah, because it is totally political, Fauci. You know that as well as I do.
A scientist and a public health person to see
public health person, scientist,
such divisiveness centered around a public health issue. I mean, if there's one area of life,
we got to stop the division. Silence any dissent.
Is in the health
arrest
of
them.
Your nation. And there was, it's just extraordinary. I mean, the vitriolness of this, it was just bad.
Yeah. Those cops, they're good guys. You're the bad guys. You're the vitriol.
I'm sure, as you said earlier, Asian countries have worn them for years. We kind of saw it as something,
All right, we'll be right back. Did you hear what she said? We got these individual states and they got their own approach. The problem is the individualism. You got that problem in America. Oh, we got a big problem with you giving us orders. Let me tell you.
6 months ago, the highly respected former head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology Department went public and said the mainline science on virology is you cannot protect somebody from a virus like this. You have to wait till there's herd immunity, and there's never been a vaccine for any of the coronavirus family of viruses. They do not work. Well, even Bill Gates now admits, the vaccine will really never work. But you have to keep social distancing and wearing masks. They're now saying forever. Last week it was 10 years. Now it's forever. See how the power grab works? So when you hear them saying Trump is surrendering and his chief of staff is surrendering to coronavirus, when they say we just have to learn to live with it and boost our immunity with things like vitamin D, C, and, of course, zinc, that's the reality. That's not fear-mongering. That's not giving in to the power grab and the endless fear of the New World Order. They've created a problem to which there is no solution, but they are, again, the people that say they've got to be in charge.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want this to sink in, and I want it to sink in real good, and to everybody listening, including my own brain. This lockdown is incredibly sinister and has already starved over 2 million people to death. It is designed to incrementally be slowly tightened down around our necks. They are never going to release it. That's why Trump coming out and saying we cannot, quote, beat the virus by staying locked up. We have to get herd immunity. It's not as deadly as they said. It's so important because this is a UN, Bill Gates, globalist deployed corporate takeover where their businesses are all essential, but our businesses aren't. This is destroying the world economy by design. This is economic warfare. This is war crime. And now they're coming with the attempted forced inoculations that Gates is pushing. Well, you know what that is. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and so much more. Please spread the words. Please tell folks about band.video and the facts that are posted there. It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. And now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and in most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them.
Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They could throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scanned to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
With the power of love, we're going to get out of this by celebrating our humanity in the face of people who want to label us as a dangerous virus. They've been doing that for decades. We are a dangerous virus that's going to kill Mother Earth. That's what Gaia was. It was a pagan goddess, Mother Earth, that they worship. They want to use that as an excuse to kill the virus, us, kill us. They regard us as filthy, dirty, beneath them. They think that they are at another level because they've got a lot of money in the bank, because they got a lot of people following their orders, but they're not. And we're going to get out of this. And one of the ways we're going to get out of this is with the churches. We're going to get back into Fauci, but I just wanted to, this article really caught my attention today. It was on LifeSite News. LifeSite News, a lot of pro-life information there. It's the people who were there are predominantly Catholic, and they had this article, Catholic priest threatens a mother of seven with arrest if she enters the church without a mask. The mother of seven said she wasn't going to play the mask game anymore, referring to the mask mandate as control tools and Marxist. And so you have this Catholic parish priest sent her a letter threatening to call the police on her if she showed up again without a mask. Father Christopher Gustafson of the Norbert Parish in Northbrook, Illinois, told Colette O'Regan in an October 15th letter that her stubborn refusal to wear a mask during Mass was, quote, disruptive and intransigent. I find it necessary to enforce prevention of your entering and remaining in the church until you comply with the protocols asked of all, including the simple request of wearing a mask, he told a 48-year-old woman, a mother of seven. She's not taking his mask off. She's not taking the masks off of other people. If their masks work, they're protected. It isn't a problem for them, right? But these are the same people who believe that their vaccine doesn't protect them. You've got to have a vaccine. Their mask doesn't protect them. You've got to wear a mask. They believe a test that doesn't have any quantitative basis. I mean, what do you say about this? Civil authorities have assured me of their readiness to enforce the law in this regard, said the priest to the mother of seven. She told LifeSite News in a telephone interview, my heart and soul were yearning for the Eucharist. Well, let me say to her and to other people who may not have noticed how politicized the Catholic Church has become on this. I had Michael Voris from Church Militant on as a Catholic and said, you know, we didn't get into the authority thing. That was my original question. We got into it. That's why I had him on. I thought it was kind of amazing that the Pope had redefined marriage now. Well, one of the key things that was always there, and I was going to ask him, was like, so where do you get your authority from? You know, just like the Supreme Court, I'm an originalist and a textualist. Try to discover what the text says, what the original intention was that supports that text. I'm not really big into Supreme Court traditions. And I'm not really big into taking orders from people who pronounce themselves as grand poobahs. And that's why I don't understand the Catholic Church. But let me tell you something. Jesus is bigger than the Catholic Church. Jesus is bigger than any of these churches. If you got a church that's playing the same game, and there's a lot of Protestant churches that are doing this as well. Andy Stanley, outside of Atlanta, I think, is where his church is, playing that game. You got a lot of pastors who are sucking up to the government because they want the money, as Michael Vore said. Look, you got a lot of these. Where this is coming from, typically is from these bishops and cardinals, archbishops and stuff like this hierarchy. And they're getting a lot of money from the government for running various things. And they're not going to rock the boat. And so if that's the situation, or you've got somebody else there who's playing some kind of a 501c3 money scam, get to another church. Jesus is bigger than that. Any institution that gets between you and Jesus, get out of that institution. Opt out of it. Disobey it if it's the government. Look, Jesus said, if you believe the Bible, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me on heaven and earth. Therefore, go out and tell people the good news. That is good news. That's good news. That we're not ruled by Fauci. We're not ruled by Trump or Biden or any of these people. We're not ruled by a priest. You're not ruled by a pope. Jesus is in charge, and you don't need their permission. You know, I can't have civil liberties. I can't have freedom on this earth unless I convince other people that they want to be free too. But I don't need anybody's help to be free in the ultimate sense. She said, I'm not playing this game anymore. That's right. God made us unique and unrepeatable. Our faces are masterpieces made by God. See, that is the essence of why America did not turn into Jacobin France. Why we did not have a socialist revolution. It's why the American Revolution is not like the French Revolution or the Russian Revolution or the Chinese Maoist Revolution that were based on them. Because of our understanding of the uniqueness of each and every one of us. Created in the image of God, and yet each of us unique. And our face is one of the key aspects of that. It's one of the reasons why they want to cover that up. They want us afraid of each other. They want us to think of each other as a subhuman virus. We're just animals, animals that are lower than them. And they don't want us to understand that. And so, you know, he's furious about that. He goes, people who don't wear masks are putting everybody else at risk. That's right. Let me tell you something. People who believe that your mask and your vaccine don't protect you. If you believe that that protects you, I don't believe that those protect anybody, quite frankly. But if it protects anybody, it would protect you if you had it, right? I mean, what is this that they can't connect the dots logically? And the same thing about a test that is 90% false positive or more. I mean, even if they're testing for the right thing, they don't have any quantitative basis for it. I mean, we don't need to get into the details of this test. And why it doesn't work. Why the guy who developed the PCR test says you can't use it for diagnosis. We don't need to get into that. We don't need to get into the inserts that say they don't work or the inserts that say the masks don't work. Look, logically, if your mask works, it'll protect you. And the reason they don't wear cloth masks in biosafety level 3 and biosafety level 4 labs is because they don't work. And the reason you don't have to worry about these tests is because these tests don't measure quantity. What is a test that doesn't measure quantity? This is not science. This is not logic. This is not math. This is superstition. And this is what's really dangerous and really concerns me to see how people have fallen into this. You got a California church now being fined and harassed by the county after suing Governor Newsom because he closed churches, calling them non-essential. No, Newsom, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus.
It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated. But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem. And so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no. As I tape this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. The whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Oberman's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
China is open. America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a Chicken Little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN communist Chinese world government power grab. In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps that track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover. And it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no. Already Fauci and the WHO and the communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, we, speaking of being given permission to live your life as you see fit, where does the government get the permission to tell us that certain businesses are essential, others are not? That in spite of the fact that they were specifically prohibited from interfering in our free speech, from interfering in the political process, where we get together and meet for political purposes and speak out, or we meet together to worship. They don't have anything that they can do about that. So once they do that, they're not just, they're disobeying the very civil document that gives them their authority. We're going to talk a little bit about what came up in the debate in Indiana in just a moment. But I want to play a little bit more of the Fauci clip. This is Fauci, and remember, we've talked for a long time about how horrific this situation in Melbourne, Australia is. A ring of steel. You're not going to move more than 3 miles from your home. Cops, armies of cops in full riot gear, ganging up on individuals, attacking women on the street, grabbing a man, you know, holding him down while cops are mounted on horses standing around, forcefully putting a mask on him. But manhandling and arresting pregnant women and just brutalizing everybody. A ring of steel. They're proud of that. I mean, it's really like the Iron Curtain. It's that type of thing that we now have in Western civilization. And this is what's coming to America during the dark winter. Again, I was reminded by somebody who has given me some very good information in the past. I said about a year and a half ago, he said, I'm getting a lot of chatter about dark winter in the areas here where I work. Dark winter too. They were talking about it at the time. That's what we're going through right now. And that's what they want to impose here. And so it's obvious, of course, that these people who want to justify what they've done in Melbourne, Australia would call Anthony Fauci, because he's the one that justifies everything that's being done by the globalist elite. All this plan. It doesn't matter what the problem is. It can be global warming, global cooling, overpopulation. It can be climate change. It could be a virus. The solution is always the same. We've got to lock everybody down. We've got to isolate them. Make sure that they don't connect to each other except through our control portals of the internet. We're going to have everybody, you know, Zoom work. You're going to beg for 5G. That's the other control aspect that's there. And it also has a lot of serious health issues, concerns about that. We have two major forced experiments that are coming on the world's population. 5G and vaccines. Either one of them by themselves would be very concerning. That they're rolling this out without doing any testing whatsoever about the health effects. But the fact that they're doing both of these at the same time should tell you exactly what this is about. It's about depopulation and controlling the remaining survivors. Because not everybody's going to be killed by anything, right? There's going to be people who survive. And they have to make sure that when they have that reduced population that they control the people who survive. Let's go back to Fauci as he's holding court with the most authoritarian lockdown public health experts in the world. In Melbourne, Australia, a place, by the way, before we roll that clip, I pointed out before, if you don't think that this is going to come to the U.S. with a Biden presidency, a dark winter, just understand the fact that the only place where this has happened in Australia even is in the Australian state of Victoria, where the prime minister there, or the premier, or whatever his poobah title is, I don't really care, wherever this apparatchik that is now in control of them, this dictator that they have. He got a lot of money from the Chinese government for their Belt and Road Initiative. And he's doing exactly what the Chinese did and modeled for everybody and used a massive bot attack against Italy to put pressure on them to do the same thing. 100,000 accounts were shut down. They weren't even the ones that were really the core of this by Twitter after they found that. And again, that's not my conspiracy theory. That was pointed out by the New York Times that China had lobbied to make sure that Italy copied their approach to this. And then Fauci used that here. And so now you got Fauci and the other dictatorship there in Melbourne, Australia, talking to each other on a Zoom conference yesterday. Here's another clip of that.
And, you know, there was a lot of reluctance to masks initially, just cultural, I'm sure. As you said earlier, Asian countries have worn them for years. We kind of saw it as something, you know, it's something to do with weakness, or I'm not sure what it was. But once it overnight, it became, you know, you had to wear a mask. It was actually a painless intervention, you know, and effective. Painless,
In the scheme of all the other sacrifices, that seemed like a smaller one. But, you know, unless you get too utopian a picture of our existence here, Dr. Fauci, we've had, of course, rather robust debates about what is the right balance of lives and livelihoods. And I think that debate is far from over because this pandemic is far from over. How do you think of that, Dr. Fauci? How does one balance these two imperatives?
How do you balance?
Well, it's very, very difficult. I mean, we've had the same arguments right now. I think they weren't as transparently honest as they should have been. But there is a very, very strong movement that if we damage the economy, that the unintended consequences, even on the health of the country, might actually even negate the advantage of the kinds of public health things that you're
like
doing.
If you starve us
and it's an ongoing
shortages.
Discussion, as you said yourself. it's still being discussed in Australia. It's very, very
suicides.
Heavily discussed now. I was literally a couple of hours before I came from the NIH to my home here to pick up this Zoom. I was at a meeting virtually at the Situation Room in the White House talking about the same sort of thing, because the economists, they need to understand more, like, what is the balance? I mean, if you close down, and I never use the word shut down again. I mean, if I were to use the word shut down the country and lock down, I would be in serious trouble. They would probably be throwing tomatoes at me or something.
Yeah, yeah. I only wish I could get to him with a tomato. Yeah, if I was to use the term lockdown, a shutdown, they'd throw tomatoes at me. Yeah, those economists, they just don't understand. Yeah, there's a lot of epidemiologists who don't understand. There's a lot of virologists who don't understand, too. You know, I think if you're really serious about this, Fauci, you ought to take away all of that over-the-top equipment that they've got at the biosafety level 3 and 4 labs. They don't need that stuff. I mean, what? That is a major overkill. Take it away and give them cloth masks. They'll be fine. Why are we spending so much money on these biosafety level 3 and 4 labs? I mean, they don't even maintain these things properly. And they obviously don't work. I mean, you know, I've talked about it many times. The biosafety level 3 lab there at the National Primate Center. Fauci brought in a rare disease, a rare bacteria, Burkholderia pseudomallei. It kills 45% of the people who get it. It's far more fatal than his novel even pretends to be. And yet they wanted to weaponize it. They wanted to make it more contagious. They wanted to make it more deadly. And it got out of their lab. How did that happen? I mean, was somebody walking around with a cloth mask or something and got it out of there? All of a sudden, it's outside the lab with these monkeys. And this stuff thrives in the soil. And then the CDC sent in a team. One of the people came down with it. They said, they didn't catch it here. They must have caught it in some previous investigation. Like where and when? You want to give us some facts about that? I mean, this is very rare. It only exists in 2 areas of the world. So let's just have, you want to put your money where your mouth is, Fauci? Let's turn in all of the biosafety level equipment and hand out cloth masks. Just tell them they can go buy their own at Walmart or whatever, like they tell us, right? Maybe they go to a store. You know, they're always trying to hand my wife one of these things for free. She won't wear them. Hey, we got a mask. And that's okay. I don't wear them. So there's some extra ones. You can give those to your scientists.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. Now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They can throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scan to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now, this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Just for another couple of days, we have PrepareWithAlex.com. We have storable food, things to help you with water and other preparedness items on sale at PrepareWithAlex. We put together a lot of products there with My Patriot Supply. Again, we have storable food. It lasts for 25 years, made in America, non-GMO. And the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. You can even open this up and save it for a couple of days after you've broken the 25-year seal. But we have $100 off the 4-week emergency food supply at preparewithalex.com and many other food, water, and preparedness items there. And also we have a big special on nutrients and nutraceuticals, things like vitamin B12, vitamin mineral fusion drink mix, ultimate krill oil. We have knockout or all-natural sleep aid. Most of those are 50% off. The only one that is not is a vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. That's now 25% off because it's about to sell out. That's a baseline vitamins and minerals in an easy to take liquid format. Ultra 12 or vitamin B12 and many others, 50% off plus free shipping. We have some products that are 60% off plus free shipping, Extendawise, and everything is triple Patriot points for discounts in the future at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, before we move on to the gubernatorial debate in Indiana, which I think you'll find interesting, actually have a choice, not an echo. Was that Goldwater's slogan? I forget who that was, but anyway, somebody used that. Just looking at this story here, I've had this on my desk for a couple of days. Delta. Now, you know, Delta Airlines has been more into bullying and, you know, getting into this little power trip of tyranny about masks than any of the other airlines. You've got six airlines who are now maintaining their own no-fly lists. And you'll know if you're on it. It's not going to be some secret list like the TSA keeps. No, you'll know. You'll know. But out of the six airlines, one-third of the people who have been banned from ever flying on their airline again are on Delta. They're really into this. And because they've been pushing this so much with their flight attendants, it's not really a surprise that something like this would happen. It's just a surprise that anything was done about it. There was a deaf lady who had a mask, and it says on the mask, she's wearing her mask. I mean, why do they have a problem with this, right? On the mask, it says, just deaf, not rude. Now, why would she put that there? Think about that for a second. If you are talking to her and you are wearing a mask, she doesn't know what you're talking about because sign language, you know, and because deaf people read lips. And stores that we used to have, we had one particular store that my wife and I worked a lot at. We had a couple, deaf couple. They had a son at the time, a young couple, and their son could hear. I mean, it was not hereditary deafness. I don't know what caused them to go deaf, but they were really nice. They'd come in all the time and they would write to us and then they would say, you know, speak and I can understand your lips, and they would watch your lips as you talk. And we got to know them fairly well. But I hadn't thought about that until I saw this article. It has completely shut off deaf people who have spent a lot of time learning how to read lips. And quite frankly, I'm just amazed that anybody can read lips. I know there's, you know, a lot of people who can do that. I look at it and I say, well, I don't, how do you do that? I mean, people move their lips in such different ways. So anyway, I'm just amazed that they can do that, but now they can't. And so if you're talking to them, they can't hear you and they can't see your lips are moving. And so that's why she's got the mask that says, I'm just deaf. I'm not rude. And so she's coming in, these flight attendants who have been groomed to be bullies and tyrants. One of them, she's there with her friend who heard it. One of them says very loudly behind her, are you really deaf? So they were very hurt about that. And as a matter of fact, her friend is a sister of an ESPN host, Ellie Duncan. And so she's got a large Twitter following, and she gets on Twitter and takes them to task for this rudeness. And so then they apologize. Oh, gee, well, maybe we'll provide masks that show the mouth. Yeah, I've got some mask ideas about how you show the mask. As a matter of fact, my wife is having one prepared. It's a mesh mask. It's just a mask and, you know, visual compliance only. But it does not interfere with your breathing, because that's another issue. They don't care about people with asthma. They don't care about kids who have autism or Down syndrome or young children who won't or can't wear a mask. They don't care about any of that. That's one of the ones that's my wife's working on one of those. But, yeah, make them define what a mask is. Well, it's a mask. I mean, it covers my face. What else do you want? You got a definition of what the density of material has to be there? Because, you know, N95 doesn't matter. A cloth mask works, right? Except it doesn't. So you give me a definition. You show me in your, I've got a mask on. I've met your legal requirements. You got a mask on. You think your mask is going to protect you? You're fine. Don't worry about it. You know, that's one of the reasons why I look at this. I look at all these articles. I don't know really what's going on with the election. You can't get any truth from any of these people, either before or after the election. The politicians, the media, the different parties, Republican, Democrat parties. But allegedly, you know, Trump is suffering a cash shortage. You think it would have anything to do with him putting out that campaign letter? I don't want your money. I want you to wear a mask. And if you don't understand why you need to wear a mask, here's a link to the CDC site. And you go there, it says your mask may protect others. Their mask may protect you. Of course, the CDC may be lying. And then he does this commercial with what money he's got left. Not afraid because we've got masks. See, let me tell you something. This is not going to go away regardless of who wins the presidency. But let's talk about going somewhere where Republicans are afraid to go to actually criticize this. There was a debate in Indiana last night, a second debate, and they were taking questions in the second debate. And they had they included the Libertarian Party candidate because he's been polling quite high. He got up to 24% in a three-way race in one of the polls there. So they included him. And so I want to play for you. Let's play video clip number three. This is where they're talking about mandates and so forth, vaccine mandates. Video clip number three.
So moving to our fourth question tonight, it's on vaccines. Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarians and Independents all want to know your policy on vaccines. Should a COVID vaccine be mandated once it's available? And what, if any, exceptions should be allowed for this and other medically recommended vaccines? This question goes first to Governor Holcomb.
The Republican.
Well, it shouldn't be mandated, but it should be encouraged when it's safe. And it will have to go through the proper approval from the federal government.
It'll be safe
and
once the government says it's safe.
And we look forward to working with them. And I'm encouraged by things that I read about therapeutics and vaccines that could roll out in the near term. We want to make sure that we're ready to rock and roll when it does come to Indiana, getting it out to the front line, getting it out to the most vulnerable, getting it out to our schools and long-term care centers, et cetera. That's the task force that we've put together already to make sure that we can get it out as quickly as possible, therapeutics as well.
Thank you, Governor. Next, we go to Mr. Rainwater.
You going to get people aspirin?
Thank you. I am absolutely opposed to mandating vaccines, masks, business closures, the closures of churches in violation of the First Amendment, or any other government mandate that decides whether or not someone is put at risk. And a vaccine, even if it's been tested to be safe, will have possible side effects and risks, just like most other medicines do. And it must be a citizen's responsibility to determine what level of risk they're willing to take, what level of risk they are willing to put their children under, and government should not be involved in that decision. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Can you imagine somebody running for office that doesn't support masks, doesn't support lockdowns? Doesn't tell people you're not essential, you don't exist anymore, your life's work is going to be taken away from you? Can you imagine somebody saying that? Somebody saying that vaccines, like any other medication, are going to have side effects, and it's a decision that you should be able to make with your doctor? It's called informed consent. Can you imagine that? Boy, I'm envious of the people in Indiana. They've got a choice. We've got a Republican governor like so many of these other Republican governors who are telling us we've got to wear masks, who are on the take, you know, getting money like Brad Little. You can tell when he escalated this, had nothing to do. Brad Little, the Republican governor in Idaho, had nothing to do with cases or fatalities or anything else. It had to do with when Trump issued executive orders and the money to go along with them. And Trump has left those executive orders in place to give power to these Democrat governors. You know, when you look at, well, we'll be right back. We'll talk more about what else was said in this. Stay with us.
In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps that track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover, and it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no. Already Fauci and the WHO and the communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then, we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery, and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. a lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Band.Video and watch our live election coverage.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just played for you the back and forth between the Republican and the Libertarian candidate in the Indiana gubernatorial debate last night. They asked them about vaccines and will they be mandated? And you heard Holcomb say, well, you know, we're working on this. We're going to do what we can to do this. I promise I won't mandate it. But, you know, it's really, let me tell you something. If he will lock down your business, if he will force you to wear a mask, he will force you to take a vaccine when Fauci says so. And those vaccines are being prepared by President Trump in numbers that Bill Gates has only dreamed about in the past. And the question right before that, I think, tells everything about these. You want to know about mandates, whether or not vaccines will be mandated? Let me tell you something. The question before this was about decriminalization and legalization of marijuana. Now, Holcomb was against it. He said, well, we're going to do medical research, but we have to do what the doctors say on that. That's what he said. Many voters want to know, they asked the question, many voters want to know your position on decriminalization or legalization of marijuana. There's 33 states in America where there's legalized marijuana for medical use and 11, hopefully legalized marijuana. Should that happen in the state of Indiana? The governor there says, well, I've taken a couple of oaths in my lifetime. One was when I was in the U.S. Navy. Another one was when I was sworn into this office. I don't have the luxury of picking and choosing which laws to legalize in a state while they are illegal at the federal level. Oh, really? Are they? Exactly how does that work? What is the legal basis for the war on drugs? Please explain that to me, Governor Holcomb, and all the rest of you drug warriors out there. See, that's the problem that I've had with it from the very, very beginning. I got concerned about it when I saw the police state, the SWAT teams and so forth, that now they're going to use on people who choose not to wear a mask for medical reasons. They were doing that to people who chose to use marijuana for medical reasons. If Governor Holcomb can tell you that you can't have medical marijuana or any other medicine that you want, he can tell you that you must have a vaccine because you don't own yourself. You don't make those decisions. It's not about your informed consent. He will tell you what medicine you can have, and he will tell you which vaccines you must have. You understand that? And when they set up this situation like Biden has been a part of this, locking up the population, mandatory minimums, civil asset forfeiture, taking massive amounts of homes, cars, businesses, planes from people that they never even charge, let alone find guilty. You have a problem with that? I have a problem with that. That's called erasing due process and the rule of law. And so he says, I don't have the capability of doing this. Well, Rainwater came back and he said, well, thank you. I'm for the complete deregulation, legalization of all forms of cannabis. First of all, let me make one thing really clear. You've heard from all the other candidates here, the two candidates in a nutshell, they want to reward big pharmaceutical companies with medical marijuana and they want to keep it from the citizens of Indiana. And that's wrong. So they want to set up. That's why he was talking about, well, we'll let the medical community decide this because he's going to turn it over to them so they can make a lot of money. They'll make some kind of a synthetic GMO version of it so they can patent it and they'll make it worse than anything you could imagine. But then he goes on, he says, let me say this about the Constitution. He says, Rainwater said, let's be clear about something. The 9th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States say that anything that is not specifically allocated as an authority to the federal government falls to the states. Oh, yeah. How many times you heard me say that? There's nothing in the Constitution that allows them to prohibit alcohol. They had to have a constitutional amendment, the 18th Amendment, to prohibit alcohol. Whether or not you agree with alcohol or marijuana, you need a constitutional amendment to have the authority. And the rule of law is what you should be concerned about. When the government becomes criminal, when the government becomes organized crime, when the government gives monopolies to organized crime, whether it's Al Capone or the Sinaloa cartel, that's what you should be concerned about. But this prohibition is much worse. They revoked that one because it wasn't practical with the 21st Amendment. But then they completely ignore the 9th and 10th Amendment. We'll be right back.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere. But the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it made the news that the governor of Indiana, in a debate last night, pledged that he will not put out mandatory vaccine. Do you believe that? Do you believe President Trump when he says that he won't make the vaccines they spent billions of dollars on? That every time he gets the opportunity to talk about how, first of all, he saved us, right? He saved us from COVID-19. He saved us from the novel threat. Did a great job with that. But we still have to have the vaccines because the vaccines are going to have to be there before we can get back to normal. And you don't believe, even though he's got the military stockpiling these things, guarding the, you've got National Guard, guarding the vaccine depots that the military is preparing. You don't think that they're going to mandate this? I've got more to tell you about the CDC and its vaccine mandates and the militarization of vaccination coming up here. But, he wasn't under oath when he said that. Holcomb, the governor of Indiana. It doesn't matter. You know, we had James Clapper, who was under oath, lied to everybody about Dragnet spying. We knew that within a month. We had the Snowden leaks exposed that he was completely lying to everybody, but of course nobody even suggested that James Clapper should face perjury charges for lying not just to Congress, but to the American people. No. We don't take him out of office either, even though he violates his oath to the Constitution. No. We make him a consultant. CNN. He gets to be on CNN all the time. And so as I was saying, one of the other questions that they got, the one right before the mandatory vaccines, was about marijuana. And of course, the Democrat, who is really kind of a paper candidate, he's a medical doctor, I think, but he was all about vaccines. Oh, he loves vaccines. And we need to, he was open to doing it, but you know, we need to do this through the proper channels. We need to give a monopoly to the big pharmaceutical companies. And the same thing that the governor of Indiana was saying. The governor of Indiana said, well, I took an oath to the Constitution. And, so I have to obey the Constitution. Rainwater, the libertarian, said, well, the Constitution has the 9th and 10th Amendment, so there's no constitutional authority for this. He didn't go into, he didn't explain to him Why? Why was it then that the entire country, back when they prohibited alcohol, said, well, we got to have a constitutional amendment if we don't want, you know, alcohol's bad. It's dangerous. We don't want people to have that. They meant well. And they realized in a few years, that had a lot of negative effects. It made alcoholism worse because people stopped drinking beer and wine, and they went for the harder liquors because that's what always happens with prohibition. They always make a more intensified form of whatever it is that you tried to stop. And so they repealed it. The 18th Amendment was added to the Constitution because there's no authority to prohibit alcohol or marijuana or anything else, LSD even. And then the 21st Amendment repealed that. And there is no authority in the Constitution because of the 9th and 10th Amendment for them to prohibit anything else. And yet, Richard Nixon, with his war on drugs, basically copied what the UN did in 1961. This is a UN agenda, folks. This is not even Richard Nixon's idea. He plagiarized it. Turned in his homework. I've talked about that many times. But as I said, if you think that a governor who says that he's not going to mandate vaccines, but he's not going to allow you, in spite of the Constitution, he's not going to allow you to make choices about what medicine you want to have. Whether, you know, I don't agree with that, but you don't have, I'm not pushing marijuana as a solution. But I'm saying that the government shouldn't be telling people what they can and can't have. I don't agree with the government telling cancer patients what treatments they can and cannot have. None of your business. Get out of the doctor-patient relationship. Get out of it. Be an advisor. Look, use the FDA like we have the private underwriter's lab when you have electrical devices. Advise people and say, you know, we've run these tests, and this is what we found, and this looks like this is dangerous, this looks like it's safe, and then you let people make up their mind. And if you have any credibility left, FDA, people would listen to you. I'm all for medical advice. I'm not for taking orders. And this is what this is about. And they don't have the authority to give orders on any of this stuff. But if you think that a governor who, in defiance of the Constitution, will tell you which medicine you can and cannot have, he will also tell you when the doctor, when the medical establishment, the pharmaceutical establishment tell him it's time, he will tell you which vaccines you must have. He doesn't support informed consent. He doesn't support medical choice or freedom about any of this stuff. And when I say pro-choice, that's what I mean, pro-choice. The pro-choice people only support the murder of babies. They don't support medical choice. It's the same pro-choice, quote-unquote, people who are out there demanding social distancing and masks and vaccines for everybody. No. They don't want you to have any say-so over your own body. They want you to be able to kill other bodies. That's what abortion is. It's killing a different person. That's not having authority over your body. And so there were other things that they talked about. They talked about, of course, jobs. And I thought it was kind of interesting because you get the standard boilerplate bragging about how he created jobs in Indiana. I mean, this is a guy who, like all these other governors, Republican and Democrat, and the president himself, have destroyed what they called non-essential jobs. Middle-class jobs, middle-class businesses that people have poured their life and their savings into, destroyed them. They're not essential. A voter from Muncie, said the questioner, moderator. A voter from Muncie asked, many Hoosiers who have to rely on government assistance do not want to be reliant on the state. Oh, yeah. In my area, a great majority of employers provided an actual living wage for people with or without college degrees, but they've now been shut down. Yeah, this is what's happening everywhere. The remaining jobs don't come with wages that support families without assistance. For those of us who cannot move to where jobs are located, how will you help to build the local economy so we can break free of government assistance programs? Well, they don't intend for you to break free of government assistance programs. They're going to make sure that you don't have a job so that you depend and beg for them to give you money. And they will do it if you follow all their orders. That's what the stimulus check and universal basic income is about. It's a communist program. That's what Davos wants. They want everybody equal. And at the basic level, the subsistence level, poor, unable to do anything and to rise from that position. That's why they're destroying the middle class. That's why they're destroying all of these service businesses, because that's all that we have left anymore. hair salons and restaurants and gyms and so forth. That's why they're focused on that. Same way they're focused on churches. So you have the Republican, Holcomb. Well, that's a terrific question. We wake up every day getting at that. We want to make sure that our state economic system is growing, that it's an ecosystem, that jobs are everywhere. And then he talks about how they've added jobs at the university and a big tech company and so forth, but he completely ignores all the jobs that he has personally destroyed with his draconian, unnecessary fiction. He says, so the jobs are there, the jobs are coming, and then they get to rainwater. The libertarian says, well, we first have to realize that many of the folks that were mentioned in the context of that question are unemployed because the governor shut down the economy. The Republican governor of Indiana, like the Republican governor of Texas, like the Republican governor of Idaho, like the Republican governor of Ohio, and all these other Democrat governors have shut down the economy. And you brag about how you're going to give us a check and how you created jobs, jobs that, oh, look, we got some new jobs coming. They're going to universities and tech companies and all this other thing. We don't want your jobs. We want our liberty. He says, I will never say that some Hoosiers, Indiana people, are essential and some are not. That some jobs are essential and some are not. What we need to do is to reinvigorate the small business community and the family farms in Indiana to ensure that Hoosier jobs are created by Hoosier businesses, that those jobs are allowed to stay open, even in a crisis, even in a crisis. Holcomb comes back, well, you know, we hunkered down back in April and we bounced back. No, you didn't. He comes back and says, you need to ask yourself, am I getting better economically or are they going to give me money? That's a very Bernie Sanders ask. Said Rainwater. This guy's good. This guy's good. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want this to sink in, and I want it to sink in real good. And to everybody listening, including my own brain, this lockdown is incredibly sinister and has already starved over 2 million people to death. It is designed to incrementally be slowly tightened down around our necks. They are never going to release it. That's why Trump coming out and saying we cannot, quote, beat the virus by staying locked up. We have to get herd immunity. It's not as deadly as they said. It's so important because this is a UN, Bill Gates, globalist deployed corporate takeover where their businesses are all essential, but our businesses aren't. This is destroying the world economy by design. This is economic warfare. This is war crime. And now they're coming with the attempted forced inoculations that Gates is pushing. Well, you know what that is. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and so much more. Please spread the words. Please tell folks about Band.video and the facts that are posted there.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind when we talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How did I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them.
6 months ago, the highly respected former head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology Department went public and said the mainline science on virology is you cannot protect somebody from a virus like this. You have to wait till there's herd immunity, and there's never been a vaccine for any of the coronavirus family of viruses. They do not work. Well, even Bill Gates now admits, oh, the vaccine will really never work. But you have to keep social distancing and wearing masks. They're now saying forever. Last week it was 10 years. Now it's forever. See how the power grab works? So when you hear them saying Trump is surrendering and his chief of staff is surrendering to coronavirus, when they say we just have to learn to live with it and boost our immunity with things like vitamin D, C, and, of course, zinc, that's the reality. That's not fear-mongering. That's not giving in to the power grab and the endless fear of the New World Order. They've created a problem to which there is no solution, but they are, again, the people that said they've got to be in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Yeah, what have these guys done? Why should we allow them to run our lives? They don't even read the document that gives them their authority. One last thing I'll mention about this situation. The Indy Star, Indiana news, newspaper, talked about the debate last night, and they said it was more of a Holcomb versus Rainwater. The Democrat really wasn't involved there. Holcomb was focused on Rainwater. Why do you think that is? Holcomb in the second debate again seemed to pay more attention to his Libertarian opponent than to Myers, the Democrat. Rainwater has gained the attention of right-wing voters, says Andy Starr. With his opposition to Holcomb's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, including the mask mandate and business shutdowns. Why is it that liberty issues are a right-wing issue, right? It's because the left is completely authoritarian, totalitarian, if you will. Myers and Rainwater both criticized the governor's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Myers said that the governor, the Democrat, said the governor hadn't been aggressive enough. And see, instead, you actually have a choice there in Indiana. Usually it's like, well, you know, I don't like what the Republican governor here, Abbott, has done. You know, he's got a lot of money that he's been bribed by the Trump administration to lock us down. And he's funneled $300 million into a corporation nobody's ever heard of before, MTX in Frisco, Texas, an empty office for the most part, run by a guy that's never done any of this before, that has got a completely bogus resume. Yeah, he never attended the college that he claims gave him his tech credentials. But, you know, Governor Abbott gave him $300 million at the beginning of all this, and he's got to keep this thing going because, you know, this is all part of a plan. It was never, never to flatten the FAR's law curve. It was never about flattening that. It was always about what we're seeing right now. Contact tracing, identification, vaccination, and so forth. Yeah, Abbott's corrupt, as corrupt as the Biden family. You understand that? China, all this Chinese model. Yeah, Biden, the difference between Biden and Abbott is the amount of money that they took. You know, some people do it for 30 pieces of silver. Some hold out for millions. Myers and Rainwater criticized the governor. The Democrats said he hadn't been aggressive enough. Rainwater, though, criticized the governor's decision to shut down much of the economy, especially in the early days of the health crisis. Well, the good news is we bounced back, said the Indiana governor. Have you really? Are you free now? You free? All those businesses that were closed, they all survived. Is that right there in Indiana? You didn't have any. I know we've had over 100,000 small businesses shut down over across the country. I guess that didn't happen in Indiana, did it, Holcomb? You didn't have any businesses that have been shut down? You didn't have any people, mom and pops, who've worked their whole life, invested their time, their money, their blood, sweat, and tears in a business, and you just destroyed it? Oh, they're back now, right? No, no, they're not. No, no, you killed their business. You son of a... I really take that personally. I've known so many people. I've had my own business. Both of my grandfathers had their own business. My father had his own business. I know what it's like to be a small business person when your greatest threat to existence is the government, always has been. And now the government can just summarily execute you. Yeah, this is the kind of tyranny we're talking about. You know, first you live under this tyranny. Well, I got to be careful about what I say now, right? Oh, they're going to kick me off of social media, or, you know, I might get fined. I might, as we see in Canada and UK and other places like that, if I'm a pastor and I say something that somebody doesn't like, or as a Christian I say something, somebody, I could get fined. I could get jailed for a hate speech. That's how it begins. That's where the small businesses were a generation or two ago. And then if you put up with that, you get to the point where they just come around to your house one day, kick the door down, and summarily execute you. We've seen this. This is a communist approach. This is a Marxist communist takeover. We know what this looks like. That's what they've done to these businesses, essentially. After fighting them and hampering them and putting them in chains for a long time, they get to the point in 2020 where the Republicans and Democrats just say, okay, you can go around and shoot them in the head. That's not us. We didn't do it. The bureaucrats did it.
It was the virus that did it. Yeah.
Good news is, said Holcomb, we have tripled our foreign direct investment in the state of Indiana. There you go. See, we sold out to the globalists. He says it's called onshoring. Oh, that's great. You offer these people subsidies. So you shut down the middle class. You offer these globalist elitists, the Chinese and others, you offer them special discounts and subsidies and tax relief if they come and invest in the country and turn over everything to these foreigners. That's good. That's good. Shut down the middle class, and then you subsidize the globalists to come in. You give them special tax treatment to open up factories and businesses. Yeah, we've seen how that works with Foxconn and other places. Oh, yeah, here's a bunch of money. Oh, well, we decide we'll take the money and not build the factory. It's called onshoring. No, it's called selling us out, Holcomb. You've sold us out on every aspect of this. And here's how this is coming with the governors and the CDC. I've spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the document from the CDC, essentially. Now we can see that they're the ones really behind it. You know, you look at the state of California. California and Newsom and Cuomo in New York are both saying, well, you know, we're not going to put out an unsafe Trump vaccine. We're going to do everything we can to vet this, but, you know, we're going to wait until we can brand it as the Biden vaccine, and then we'll make sure that you have to take it. And so I went through in a lot of detail yesterday the 85-page report about how you have to be able to, it might be this vaccine, it might be that one. This one had to be refrigerated pretty cold. That one is super cold. You're going to have to get that down to, you know, minus 20 degrees C. Got to keep it at that temperature. So how do we handle that? How are we going to distribute this? Who are we going to get on board? How are we going to propagandize the public? How are we going to propagandize independent pharmacies? Because evidently there's still some small pharmacies that are independent, not just the national chains like, you know, Walgreens and CVS and stuff and Walmart. How do you do this? I want to see your plan on how you're going to co-opt these businesses, how you're going to propagandize the public, how you're going to store and distribute this stuff. Even though we got the military is going to help you with this, we still want to know how you're going to do it. How are you going to vaccinate people? How are you going to report all of this to us within a 24-hour period? And we want to know the people who have refused. We want to know who they are. And so I had a lot of people send me their state plans. One person sent me this from the Department of Health and Human Services, federal government again. It's not Trump and the federal government. It's not the Trump administration. It's those rascally Democrat governors. No, it's the Health and Human Services, to better assist in updating the implementation of Operation Warp Speed and the vaccination plans, we have selected 5 jurisdictions as pilot sites. Now, California was one of them, state of Minnesota, Florida, North Dakota, and then they included the city of Philadelphia. But I also had people sending it to me from other states like Tennessee. It's much bigger than that. We'll be right back.
CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever, and so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated. But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem, and so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking 4 samples. We must say no.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
As I take this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. The whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Olbermann's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We can take a look at the Bobulinski. Bobulinski. We should have, if we had any restaurants left, I imagine there'd be a lot of them who'd be happy to, I don't know, sounds like some kind of a Polish or Italian food. Would you like a Bobulinski with that? you could ask that to Hunter right now. Would you like a Bobulinski with that crack pipe? I don't know. I'm going to get to that in just a second. I got one more thing to say about where we are with all this stuff in terms of what is going to be rolling out with the governors. All of this is coming from the CDC, understand. You know, when we look at these orders, and again, you know, this is August the 4th, Health and Human Services are saying, you know, we want to make sure we selected four states and a city, North Dakota, Florida, California, Minnesota, Philadelphia, except I've already seen the same exact plan from Tennessee and other states. So it's more than that. A pilot jurisdictions will work with multi-agency federal teams, including staff from the CDC and the Department of Defense, to plan and prepare for the COVID-19 vaccination response in their specific jurisdictions. When you look at what is happening in Australia and other places, when you look at the people who are behind this, understand it's the military-industrial complex, it's the military police and surveillance state, because it all comes in to contact tracing, to identification, to the full panopticon, and population control. It's not just the Rockefeller Center talking about this in 2010 with a lockdown scenario. Remember, they had four different scenarios. The worst case scenario was the lockup scenario, they called it. Lock up. No, they got locked down. And in that scenario, you had a very strong government response, and the people were very, very passive about it. And that's exactly what we're getting, because we have a passive population. And the military talked about how there's going to be hell on earth in the cities and so forth, and they have to put down rebellions. I've been following this for about 7 years in detail. You know, we went to the Asymmetric Warfare Center, showed you how that they were planning to fight the American people in cities. There's another one besides one that we went to at AP Hill in Virginia, training to fight people in the rural areas, another one in another military base, training to fight in the suburbs, and had a lot of military drills that were going on at the same time, a lot of war game scenarios. You know, we got these people in South Carolina who think they want to be independent, and, you know, the Ruskies are going to join that. That's back in 2013, long before they started floating this idea that Russia is behind all this. And, you know, and it was absurd at that point in time. I remember talking about it. I said, what in the world are they talking about? Guys in John Deere caps allied with the Russians? This is 2013. They're trying to sell that notion. Yeah, and they want to be independent from the federal. Well, why would they want to be independent from the federal government? Well, they knew what they were planning. And then you get to the years of Obama. Drone strike assassinations. Weaponization, militarization of the police, all the MRAPs being sent out to the police departments and so forth. Yeah, they've been planning on this, both Republicans and Democrats. And so when you look at how this thing is progressing, these headlines out of Philadelphia, one of the places that was assigned to do this, CDC advises several cities, including Philadelphia, to prepare to distribute the COVID-19 vaccine by November the 1st. Oh. Pretty soon, huh? Gee. CDC reaffirms warning against non-essential travel, including cruises. Now, see, when they warn about something or they advise you about something, understand that's an order. These guys wear military uniforms for a reason. It's an order. It's the CDC wearing military uniforms in alliance with the Department of Defense pushing the vaccines, delivering the vaccines, guarding the vaccines. CDC asks four states and a city to draft the coronavirus vaccine distribution plans, wrote the Washington Post back in August. Well, it's more than that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And you don't see the rest of that. When we look at how this is going, I thought this article, before I get into the Bobulinski thing, I thought this article was spot on. Zero Hedge from wirepoints.org. Was Thomas Jefferson right? A new study quantifies the flight from America's big cities during a pandemic. Say, Thomas Jefferson's disdain for big cities and his agrarian vision for America was based partly on the danger of epidemics. He'd lived through one, yellow fever in 1793, that killed one-tenth of the people in Philadelphia and then in the nation's capital. How did it stop? Oh, well, you know, because whether it's yellow fever or whether it's smallpox, and they follow a curve, a bell-shaped curve. That was what they were going to flatten. That was why they told us they were going to shut this down. But they didn't. Anyway, change of addresses, notices have doubled over the last year. New York City's are up by 490%. San Francisco up by 180%. L.A., 96%. Washington, D.C., 160%. Philadelphia, 60%. So where'd they all go? Well, a lot of these are temporary and not permanent, but predominantly they went to smaller, less dense locations, including suburbs, says the report. And then they get to the quotes from Jefferson, which I always enjoy. The mobs of great cities, he wrote, add just so much to the support of pure government as sores do to the strength of the human body. He considers great cities to be analogous to sores on the human body. Not the people. See, people are not the virus, but it's just the mobs and the mob mentality. It is the manner and the spirit of a people which preserve a republic in vigor. A degeneracy in these is a cancer which soon eats to the heart of its laws and its constitutions. These people understood human nature. And they understood, without even having done any experiments with rats, that, you know, you pack the rats really tightly in a cage. All of a sudden, they start attacking and biting each other and fighting each other and killing each other just because of the close proximity. I'm sure they've done the studies on what happens to the rats when you isolate them from any contact with other rats as well. They know exactly what they're doing. But anyway, he went on. I've paraphrased him many times. I've said, I usually put it this way. I said, big cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. Actually, the exact quote, though, is this. Big cities are a pestilence to the morals, the health, and the liberties of man. Yeah, the morals. That's right. Not even the wealth and health. The morals. You mean like, I don't know, L.A., New York, Chicago? Those kind of morals? When we get piled one upon the other in large cities as they are in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. Absolutely right. And when we create a central bank, we will wind up as slaves on the continent our forefathers created. Oh, they knew exactly what's going on. Speaking of Europe, we have a report at Europe.infowars.com. Anti-lockdown protests erupt across Italy. And it's not just Italy. It's across all of Europe. Tier 3 lockdowns need to be in place for all of England by Christmas, demands Bojo. And, of course, if you have, because of the rule of six, as we point out, the rule of six, you got more than six people in, they feel free, and they're threatening to invade your home with the militarized police. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk about Bob Alinsky. There is still nothing on the Drudge Report about the Tucker Carlson interview with Bob Alinsky. Completely ignoring it. Doesn't even want to try to debunk it. Oh, no, don't go there. The best way we can handle this is just to pretend that it doesn't exist. Because, as I said before, the Drudge Report has become the Babylon Bee of the left. Handmade of Joe Biden. What you'll see is how successful Joe Biden is going to be, how he is going to fix everything that's wrong in America. That's what the Drudge Report will tell you. They won't tell you anything about the Bob Alinsky exposure. I love this Babylon Bee. They tell the truth more than Drudge. Biden forgets to put on his clothes, and the media praises his majestic outfit. That's right. The emperor, Chinese emperor, has no clothes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go,
who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Band.video and watch our live election coverage.
China is open. America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a chicken little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN communist Chinese world government power grab.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It used to be a saying when I was growing up. Well, hey, it's a free country, isn't it? And you're going to make a federal case out of this? You know, in other words, why would you escalate this to the federal government? Oh, no. It's no longer a free country. You don't hear anybody saying that anymore. You hear people saying, there ought to be a law against that. And, of course, all the laws against that, whatever that is, should be at the federal level. Of course, we need to have complete centralization and consolidation of all political power. And this is exactly what Facebook is going to be saying today. Now, we have advanced comments that have come out about what the talking heads at Twitter and Facebook, Google, you know, they want to have a show trial just before the election, just to show you that the Republicans really do feel your pain when it comes to the suspension of your free speech and the independent press. You know, they really sympathize with you. They're not going to do anything about it, of course, but they sympathize with you. And they just want you to know that as we're heading into the election so that you punch the thing or flip the switch for them. And so what Facebook is saying, Zuckerberg is going to say, well, the debate about Section 230 shows that people of all political persuasions are unhappy with the current status quo. People want to know that companies are taking responsibility for combating harmful content. You know, hateful stuff. Stuff that you hate. You want us to take off, right? And so his solution is, he says, at Facebook, we don't think that tech companies should be making so many decisions about this. I believe that we need a more active role for government and for regulators. You see? Got to be a law, is he's saying. That's what he's going to do. He's going to go there and he say, you know, we got this problem. We got speech that we hate. Yeah, we don't want to hear anything at all in opposition to, I don't know, vaccines or lockdowns or masks or you name it. Climate change. We don't want to hear any, we hate that. And we want that to go away. And of course, they got another long list of things that they hate. You know, you don't talk anything about gender, for example. You don't talk about male or female or biological gender. No, no, they hate that as well. That's hateful speech. They're full of hate about that kind of speech. And so they want to get rid of that. But they are tired of being the fall guys. We all know, or at least you should know, you're my audience here. I've been telling you this for a long time. That's why I say we know. You, my audience, know that they are just the front guys for this. It's plausible deniability, you know, just like when they meet with, when the Bidens meet with these criminals, these mafia families out of China or the Ukraine. Plausible deniability. They have plausible deniability. The censorship is really coming from the government. The American government. That's the iron fist. They are the velvet glove. And frankly, that velvet glove is getting worn a little thin. And so Zuckerberg wants some of the pressure be taken off of them. And so he wants there to be a law, a federal law. A federal law against free speech. Who cares about the First Amendment, right? Congress shall make no law. Abridging for exercise religion. No, no, you can't talk about what you think in terms of marriage or gender and that stuff. No, no, you can't say anything about that. Or in terms of free choice about health care, all that stuff. No, 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 that's hate speech. Can't have that. We need a law. We need a federal law. That's what they're going to tell everybody. But you don't really need to do that. I mean, it's just that the media is telling you the narrative that they want you to understand. You look at the Drudge Report, hospitalization surge, everybody's going to die. We got to get Trump out. We only got another week of Trump, and then everything's going to be fine, says the Drudge Report. We got to get Biden in. He's going to make it all better. He's going to kiss your boo-boos. He'll sneak up behind you, kiss your boo-boos, put his arms around you, and everything will be fine with your creepy Uncle Joe. But last night, Tucker Carlson, he gave the entire show to Bob Alinsky, a Navy veteran, who is now being guarded he's in hiding. His family is being guarded by some Navy SEALs because he's talking about the Bidens. He said he went to the debate. He said, I saw Biden make a specific statement around questions from the president that he attended as the guest of President Trump. He said, I'll be honest with you, I almost stood up and screamed liar and walked out because I was shocked that after 4 or 5 days that they prepped for this, that the Biden family is taking that position to the world. Let's play video clip number 5.
Was drilling down with Joe about cap tables and details.
So you said that they wanted you to meet Joe Biden as a way to induce you to participate in this deal. You were the actual business guy here who had management experience, deal experience. But it also sounds like Joe Biden was vetting you to some extent.
Yes, of course. Like, I didn't request to meet with Joe. They requested that I meet with Joe. And, you know, he's putting his, and Hunter says this in writing. It was referenced multiple times. They were putting their entire family legacy on the line. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were dealing with a Chinese-owned, enterprise run by Chairman Yi, CFC. that had strong financial support and political support from the Chinese Communist Party. That's how it was presented to me. That's not my own words. That's how they presented it to me and read me in on it. And
they being Gillier and Hunter Biden.
They being Hunter Biden, who was very proud of that and taking credit for it when I sat with him for 2 hours on the patio of the Chateau Marmont in L.A.
Proud that they were doing a deal with the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, proud that they were, that he had the relationship with Chairman Yi, who was running CFC, and the ability for them to get deals done around the world and stuff like that.
You've seen a number of journalists.
Yeah, and we're talking about Chairman Yi. Just to give you an idea who this guy is, Yi was the deputy secretary of CAIFC, according to his biography. CAIFC is a PIA front organization. Think of their intelligence agency. Has dual roles of intelligence collection and propaganda work. Yi, also known sometimes as Zhu, was a, we'll call it the Kaifek, special advisor, arranged for Lin and Hunter's access to highest levels of government. In 2015, Yi arranged for an aide to meet with Hunter, and in May of 2017, Yi met privately with Hunter at a Miami hotel, and afterwards, Yi gave Hunter a 2.8-carat diamond. He was very happy with him. In March of 2018, Yi was detained and put under investigation on suspicion of economic crimes. CEFC was then declared bankrupt in March 2020, alleged to have faked deals and bribed foreign governments for oil rights, and some of these were facilitated by Patrick Ho. Sarah Hedge comments and says, whether he understands it or not, it's apparent that Hunter Biden has been compromised by Chinese intelligence, who most likely have detailed files on Hunter's time spent in China, encompassing his personal meetings and any other activities, just like they've got all of the files, detailed files, about his drug activities, his perverted sex activities, and how they're using that to blackmail him and Pelosi and the others. Let's go to the next clip that we've got, clip number 6, because, you know, it's very important when you associate with these people that you have plausible deniability. Video clip 6.
I'm thinking about the Biden family. Like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of, he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Yes. He said it directly to me, one-on-one in a cabana at the Peninsula Hotel after about a, you know, hour and a half, two-hour meeting, with me asking out of concern, how are you guys doing this? Aren't you concerned that you're going to put your brother's, you know, future presidential campaign at risk? You know, the Chinese, the stuff that you guys have been doing already in 2015 and 2016 around the world. And I just can almost picture his face where he sort of chuckles and says, you know, plausible deniability.
So he said, this is a man who's been drafting off his brother's political career for almost 50 years. He said, to your face, essentially, we're lying about it.
Anyone watching this interview can look up what plausible deniability means, yeah. And the definition's very distinct.
That's remarkable.
It is remarkable, but they can get away with it because it's not just plausible deniability, it's media deniability. The Atlantic, Annie Applebaum, as the Federalist points out, it's exposed the corporate press's corruption more than anything. Because when you look at the fact that what they do is they will call people who look at this conspiracy theorists. I thought it was interesting. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Folks, take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off, plus triple Patriot points and free shipping, as well as Prepare with Alex. Food, water, and many other preparedness items. PrepareWithAlex.com. Thanks for listening.
In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps to track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover. And it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no. Already Fauci and the WHO and the Communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then, we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery, and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now. It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. And now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and in most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They could throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scanned to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now, this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out.